Hello and welcome to the Apple Insider Podcast. This is your host, Stephen Robles, and this is a special episode recapping Apple's high-speed event that took place today, Tuesday, October 13th. On the regular show this Friday, we'll go more into detail about the production and some of the video elements, but I want to get to you the announcements that came today, which was the HomePod Mini, brand new device. I'll talk about that in a moment. And we have the brand new iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Mini, iPhone 12 Pro, and iPhone 12 Pro Max. Let's start with the HomePod Mini, as that was announced first. This HomePod Mini is a small, kind of bowling ball design with a flat top, has that big Siri screen like a normal HomePod, but with that screen on top and then a very circular, spherical, round design. It is powered by the S5 chip, and Apple spent a lot of time talking about the computational audio and how it sounds great and all that. You can set them up in stereo pairs. If two HomePod Minis are close together, they'll automatically become a stereo pair. And this HomePod Mini actually comes with the U1 Ultra Wideband chip. The feature that Apple touted specifically to use this is if you bring your iPhone near one of the HomePod Minis as it's playing music or a podcast, it can automatically transfer the audio to that HomePod Mini. They also said HomePod Mini can play not only Apple Music and Apple Podcasts, but right now it can play from iHeartRadio and a couple other services, with Pandora and Amazon Music coming soon. No announcement about Spotify coming to the HomePod Mini. Apple says the HomePod Mini has improved accuracy and speed for Siri. You can ask, "What's my update?" And the HomePod Mini will give you weather, your meetings, and all that for the day. Improved voice recognition. And this is a brand new feature now coming to HomePod, but they are adding an intercom feature. You can tell your HomePod Mini or your normal HomePod, I imagine this will come to that as well, you could say, "Tell everyone we're running late," and it will actually broadcast that message across all of your HomePod devices. But not only that, this intercom feature will actually cross over onto iPhone, iPad, and all other Apple devices in your family, in your home. You can also reply from wherever your family members are, from whatever device they're on. They can reply to the intercom feature. You can even use it in CarPlay if you want to send a message to your home through your HomePods. You can do that through the car in CarPlay. And if someone is wearing AirPods, like if your kids have AirPods in, that intercom feature will actually broadcast into their AirPods, not just the devices like HomePods and HomePod Mini. So that intercom feature is really cool. We don't know exactly when that intercom feature will come, but the HomePod Mini, you can pre-order it on November 6th, and it ships November 16th. The HomePod Mini will come in white and that dark gray, almost black color like the regular HomePods, and it's just $99. $99 for the HomePod Mini. Apple then spent a significant amount of time talking about how 5G is coming to the iPhone. Apple actually brought Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg to speak in the keynote presentation today. The Verizon CEO talked about how the 5G nationwide network is turning on today, and their ultra-wideband 5G network is available in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and adding to many more cities by the end of this year. 5G, again, is available to all iPhones, both the iPhone 12 Mini and the Pro models. So let's talk about the actual iPhone 12 that was announced. The iPhone 12 model has that flat edge design that we've seen rumored, and it has the aluminum frame, 5G antennas around the frame, and it comes in different colors, black, white, red, a light green, and a blue color. The screen size is 6.1 inches, just like the iPhone 11 that we have today, but it does have less bezels. Apple is claiming it's 11% thinner, 15% smaller, and 16% lighter. Notably, they are bringing the Super Retina XDR display, the OLED screen, to the iPhone 12. Previously, the iPhone 11 models would have had that LCD model like the XR, but now the OLED screen will be on the iPhone 12 model as well. Apple also announced a new ceramic shield technology. They worked with Corning Glass to develop a 4x better drop performance glass screen on all iPhone 12 models. They're claiming it's tougher than any other smartphone glass, some high temperature crystallization method. Basically, these iPhone 12 screens will be much more durable, about 4x more durable. Apple says that their iPhone 12s has more 5G bands available than any other smartphone, and it introduced a new feature along with 5G called Smart Data Mode. Basically, when it senses that you do not need 5G speeds for whatever task you're doing, it will default to LTE speed, so you don't have that battery drain of 5G data all the time. But when you do need the speed, whether it's playing a multiplayer game, streaming 4K video, uploads or downloads, then the iPhone will intelligently go to the 5G network. Apple also said the millimeter wave technology, which is that ultra wideband network that Verizon is talking about, is available on all iPhone 12 models. Apple also claimed that there was 4 gigabit per second download speeds in ideal conditions on the iPhone 12 models. Apple spent a little while talking about the A14 Bionic chip. We heard about this with the iPad Air, but now it is being brought to all the iPhone 12 models. Again, that's the 5-nanometer process chip. First time there's a 5-nanometer chip in any smartphone. They're saying it's 50% faster than any other smartphone chip, 4 GPU cores, 16 cores with the neural engine, over 11 trillion operations per second. Again, a very impressive chip. It's going to be super fast. They also highlighted multiplayer games with 5G speeds and the new A14 Bionic. The game they specifically mentioned was not Fortnite, but League of Legends by Riot Games. They claim it's the world's most popular PC game, and now with the 5G speeds and A14 chip, you can play multiplayer in the League of Legends games right on your iPhone 12. They've also brought improvements to the camera on the iPhone 12. The regular iPhone 12 still has that two camera system, the wide and the ultra wide, 12 megapixels. They said there's a 27 improvement in low light, smart HDR3, but night mode is actually now available on all of the cameras on iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro. So previously you could not do night mode like on the selfie camera, but now you can actually do night mode on any camera you choose, selfie, wide, or ultra wide. And Apple has brought back MagSafe, the terminology, but this time MagSafe stands for wireless charging on the iPhone 12 and 12 Pro. They've now put magnets in the back of the iPhone 12, this circular magnet system that will allow for wireless charging. It looks like a little puck, kind of like the Apple Watch charger, but larger. And this little puck will actually smart connect to the back of your iPhone 12. So you don't have to worry about accuracy or is it placed correctly. The magnets will place it correctly every time. If you have one of those old MacBook Pros, you remember MagSafe well. But not only will there be wireless chargers in this MagSafe world, they also have a magnetic wallet that can attach to the back of the iPhone. And if you get one of Apple's cases, there's magnets built into that too. So you can do the MagSafe charger or the wallet. Apple is releasing a MagSafe Duo charger that'll have iPhone and Apple Watch side by side, like for your nightstand. And they also announced that Belkin is working on third-party MagSafe chargers, a car mount and dock specifically. As they talked about the environmental impact of the iPhone 12, they did announce that there will no longer be any power adapter bricks or EarPod headphones in any iPhone 12. So no more headphones and no more power bricks will come with any iPhone 12 model. You do get a USB-C to Lightning cable with all iPhone 12 models, but no power brick and no headphones. And right at the tail end of the iPhone 12 announcement, Apple released the iPhone 12 mini, a smaller size with exactly all of the same features as the regular iPhone 12, but a much smaller size, a 5.4-inch display, just like the iPhone 12, but smaller. They said you could just choose your size, whichever you want. The iPhone 12 mini has 5G as well. Pricing for the iPhone 12 mini starts at $699, and the pricing for the regular iPhone 12 starts at $799. Pre-orders for the iPhone 12 will start October 16th, that's this Friday, but pre-orders for the iPhone 12 mini, those pre-orders will begin November 6th. So pre-order the iPhone 12, the regular size, on October 16th, that's this Friday, and the iPhone 12 mini pre-order will be November 6th. Then Apple moved on to the iPhone 12 Pro. The 12 Pro now has that same flat edge design as the iPhone 12. The Pro model has that stainless steel band around the phone, whereas the regular 12 and 12 mini have an aluminum band. The iPhone 12 Pro will come in 4 colors, silver, graphite, gold, and a new Pacific blue color. And the gold is very much a shiny or luminous gold color, so it's much brighter than golds of past iPhones. That same ceramic shield glass technology will come to the iPhone 12 Pro and it's IP68 water resistant. It has the same MagSafe technology as the regular iPhone 12, but the display has actually increased in size. They're saying their Super Retina XDR display on the iPhone 12 Pro was 5.8 inches on the 11 Pro. Now it is 6.1 inch display. The max size has gone from 6.5 inches to 6.7 inch display. So the new iPhone 12 Pro models will be 6.1 inch and 6.7 inch. They're saying with the less bezels that the body size is very much the same or similar to the iPhone 11 Pro models, but you do get a bigger screen. Apple announced that the Deep Fusion photography technology will come to all the cameras on the 12 Pro, including the selfie camera. They have the ultra-wide, wide, and telephoto lenses like on the 11 Pro, improved aperture and improved general photo quality, but there actually is a difference this year now with the iPhone 12 Pro Max, the larger size, and the 12 Pro regular size. The telephoto lens actually has a 65 millimeter focal length, and so you actually get 2.5x zoom on the Pro Max only model as opposed to 2x zoom on the 12 Pro. There's also a new sensor in that telephoto lens, and ultra-wide now has optical image stabilization on the Pro Max model only. And this optical image stabilization actually shifts the sensor inside the phone, not the lens, but you still get image stabilization. This actually allows for a full 2-second night mode shots handheld. Apple also announced a new photo format for these Pro model iPhone 12s, and that's Apple Pro RAW. If you're a professional photographer and you want to shoot in RAW so you have greater flexibility in the editing room, Apple now has this new format that will be shot on the iPhone 12 Pro, and it gives you all the benefits of RAW photos with their computational photography finishing touches as well. So you can take these photos and adjust white balance and tone mapping after the photo was taken like a RAW photo. And you can do it right on the iPhone 12 Pro or put it on a computer and edit in whatever professional photography software you're using. There will also be an API for other apps to use this Apple Pro RAW format of images. The iPhone 12 Pro also has HDR video recording for the first time and 10-bit video recording. It also brings Dolby Vision HDR. You can capture in Dolby Vision HDR, edit, and watch Dolby Vision HDR right on your iPhone 12 Pro. Apple's also bringing the LiDAR scanner that was brought to the 2020 iPad Pro to the iPhone 12 Pro, and that LiDAR will also help with better night mode portrait shots as it can help focus faster in low light as well. These iPhone 12 Pro models start at $999. So the regular iPhone 12 Pro starts at $999, and they've upped the storage capacity for that base price to 128 gigabytes. And you can upgrade that all the way up to 512 gigabytes. The iPhone 12 Pro Max starts at $1099, also at that 128 gigabyte tier, and you can get that up to 512 gigabytes. The iPhone 12 Pro regular size, the pre-order actually begins this Friday, October 16th. But if you want that larger Pro Max size, which has the optical image stabilization on the ultra-wide lens, pre-orders for that model begin November 6th. So, iPhone 12 and 12 Pro pre-orders begin this Friday, October 16th at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Pre-orders for the iPhone 12 mini and the iPhone 12 Pro Max are on November 6th in a few weeks. Notably, the rumors were hit and miss on the 120 Hz display, but we did not get that 120 Hz refresh rate on any iPhone 12 model. There was also no mention of the AirTags, the AirPod Studio headphones, or any kind of Apple Silicon Mac. Hope you enjoyed this recap of Apple's high-speed event. We'll go into more detail and talk about the event on Friday's episode. Wes will be joining me, and we'll be talking about everything that Apple discussed and maybe what we'll be interested in getting. Let us know what you thought of the Apple event. I'd love for you to tweet at me, at Stephen Robles. Tell me what you thought of the event, the phones, the HomePod Mini, and all that. Also, don't forget to give Apple Insider Podcast 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcast app. There's been a lot of you doing that recently, and we really appreciate that. So don't forget 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Reach out on Twitter. Don't forget to check out HomeKit Insider, our other podcast on appleinsider.com/podcast, and our Friday regular episode will still be coming out this week. Thanks for joining us for this recap episode. We'll catch you next time.